To the editor, protesting the ever-increasing real estate tax burden is an interesting challenge in Fairfax County. Doing so is a difficult process, an understatement to say the least. I have lived in the same two-bedroom, two-bath house in Great Falls, Virginia since 1974. Over the years, I have challenged the county's ridiculously high property assessments at least three times. Each time, the process has become more and more onerous for the homeowner to challenge the county. Maybe local leaders have made the process more difficult to serve as a deterrent. Each time, though, I slugged through the process, and the county government reduced my new assessment for the year, only to raise the assessment within a couple years following the reduced assessment. It seems that there is no accountability in the assessment process. Common and continued excessive tax assessments only harm the homeowner and benefit the county government's excessive spending. Considering the recent ruling by Judge Engeron in New York regarding a high-profile tax case, maybe a reverse financial penalty should apply against the Fairfax County government for its excessive assessments. That would take the onerous burden off the homeowner and require the county to actually take responsibility for its assessment. Additionally, having the burden of justifying the increase fall on the county might slow the increases. Just a thought. Dudley Lossaljong, Great Falls.